This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the 8 o'clock hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here for a couple more hours to answer all your gardening questions. Do everything we can to help you out. As the opening says, grab your cup of coffee, get ready, grab your notebook, and we'll get some good information for you. And just grab my second cup of coffee, and I get to have a little birthday cake. My oldest daughter, Katie, just turned three on Thursday, and we had some cake left. And you know, if you don't need it, it's going to go bad. So I had to make sure I had some. I know they're up there listening. Good morning, girls, Ella and Katie. To my wife, Kristen, they're up there listening to me. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Let's go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob in Massachusetts.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you, Patrick. Listen, I'm going to change up a little bit from your lawn theme. I want to talk about dormancy, bringing plants in to the cellar for the winter. I've had great success with geraniums, but I've got a braided hibiscus and a mandible that I'd love to have next year. Is there a possibility of dormancy?
You definitely can bring them in. It's something that... When you bring in, it's not one where you would just put in the basement like others.
Okay.
Because those are tropical. They come from southern states. They're meant to be outside at all times where there is some light. Obviously, there's not as much light. And the temperatures are going to drop a little bit, but they don't want to just go into like a frozen, like a garage that's not heated, that type of thing. You want to make sure that they would come into the house, maybe into like a cellar or a basement where there's, you know, it stays a little bit cooler, doesn't get too hot, but doesn't freeze. So you could definitely bring those in. You could also, you know, bring them into, you know, your kitchen, living room, that type of thing. Keep them in a window where they're going to get some sun, some indirect sun, but not all day sun. The biggest thing.
So with my geraniums, I put them at an east facing window, and I've had these for 5 or 6 years, out all summer in the cellar in the winter. With, you know, infrequent watering about every couple of weeks, is that the same? Would I be doing the same thing with those plants, or would I be watering them more frequently?
Exactly. Nope, you would not be. You want them to dry out a little bit, every couple of weeks. They go through a dormant period as well. One of the things that I just would suggest is, and it seems like you're already doing all these things, but just make sure you don't put them next to a heat source, you know, a radiator, that type of thing.
Correct.
Because that's going to just regulate their temperatures up and down, and it's not going to work out for you. So that's one of the biggest things when you bring them inside. What I'd also suggest, one other thing I'd like to see you do just to help protect them, and same thing with the geraniums, is putting in the soil, it's a systemic houseplant granule from Bonide. It kills any of the soil-borne insects. like fungus gnats, to name one of the major that come out of there. They look like little fruit flies coming out of the soil, called fungus gnats. And this systemic houseplant, you mix it into the top of the soil, mix it in there, water it in, and it will actually help to kill them in all the different stages. You might have to do it a couple times during the winter, but it's something that you should definitely be using as you're bringing plants in. The other thing that I like to do, if you haven't brought them in yet, spray them with like a neem oil before you bring them in, or like an all seasons oil.
Okay.
Spraying the plant down so it drips, not a heavy drip, but a little bit of a drip, just to get rid of any of the insects that might be sitting on them. They're both organic, so it's not going to hurt when you bring them in, so that's why I suggest them. But it's just, you're taking care of anything that's outside that you could be bringing inside. It's one extra step to help you not have an infestation inside, just in case.
Well, that's great. Thanks very much for this. This has been very educational. Appreciate it, and I enjoy the show. Thanks again, Patrick.
Thank you for the phone call, Bob. Good luck, and it's a lot of good information. We've been talking about getting the garden ready for winter. It's the same thing with the houseplants, getting those in. Some of the other things we talked about last week with dahlia tubers, getting those in for the winter. There are so many different types of tubers that you could bring in for the winter so that you can get them for next year. Some areas had their first frost last night. And more northern you went in New England, some other areas are just about at that frost. So it's that time where you're seeing the bulbs, like a dahlia bulb, start to turn black, start to turn brown, and not look so good. That's about the time when you should be bringing in the tubers for next year. So what you want to do when that happens, cut the plant back down to about a couple inches from the ground so you have a little bit to it. From there, dig the bulb out. Dig as much of the bulb out as possible, so that way it will you get the root system that's with it. Clean it off with some water. Water down some of the heavier soil. Then let it dry outside for a couple days, 2-3 days. Don't let it get hit by the frost, but let it sit out there so it'll get that sun to dry it out. After a few days, and it has been dried, you're going to want to put it in to a cardboard box, something that you can close, and you're going to add some peat moss into the soil. And what you're going to want to do is you're going to lightly mist that peat moss so it's a wet, but it's not too wet where it's going to sit, water's going to be sitting and rotting. You're going to place the bulbs in there, put some more peat moss over them, and let them sit. Check on them every couple weeks, and maybe every 2 to 3 weeks, to check and see if there's any rotting, to see if there's anything else going on in there. One of the things you can do every couple weeks is just mist them with like a little spray bottle. You don't want to deeply water them. Like deeply watering, you promote the rot in the bag. So it's definitely something to take a look at. But there are ways to get dahlias to stay over winter. There are a few others. My father did a newsletter, I want to say it was 2 years ago there, or last year, that had all that information. So definitely go to the website at paulparents.com. Take a look at the old newsletters, the newsletter archive, and get you some information of which bulbs you can do that to, because there's still time. It really hasn't had a frost. Got really close, but we've been lucky. Frosts are around the corner. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It's time to get your lawn growing strong and green for spring. Start today with Espoma Organic All-Season Lawn Food. Contains Biotone, Espoma's special blend of beneficial microbes that help your lawn absorb nutrients more easily while promoting faster greening, deeper roots, and better soil structure. Espoma Organic All-Season Lawn Food should be applied now in fall, and then again in early spring, late summer, and then again in the fall. Spread evenly on a recently mowed lawn, including newly seeded and sodded areas. Water lightly after application, and you're done. Like all Espoma products, all season lawn food is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find it at a fine garden center near you. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you as well. All season lawn food from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. All right, guys, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I know there's somebody on the line. We're about a minute away from going to break, so I want to be able to get all the information from them. So I'll catch them on the other side of the break. But like I said, sign up on the website for the newsletter. You can take a look at it. We're recycling a bunch of the newsletters right now. It's all really good information. We're trying to get into a place where we can get some new stuff out there to you. It's going to take a little bit of time. I haven't written for a newsletter in a long time, so I'm just getting back into it. And so my mom has been producing them, as she has always before. My father wrote the articles, and my mom produced everything. She was great behind the scenes for us. So you know, she's been working hard, but she's doing what she can to help out. So I do appreciate everything she's done for the website, the newsletter, emails, etc. She's been great support for this. So I know how my father got through it so many years with that support system that's there. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Feel free to give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help out with all your gardening questions. And we'll catch you on the other side of the break.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Karen in New Hampshire.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. I'm calling about my flowering crab tree.
Okay.
It's one of those lovely double kind of bloomed ones. You know, they one tier and then the next tier goes over it.
Yep.
It seems to have grown enormously large in the last couple of months. I'm trying to keep it at a manageable height. It's at least 10 feet now. I don't want it any taller than that. I just need to know where to cut it back and when would be the best time.
Okay. So you do actually have some time to be doing that now, or you can, to be honest, wait until winter when all the leaves have dropped and you can really see the structure of the tree itself. By not having the leaves, not having anything on it, you can actually see some of the crossing branches. You can see some of the in-between where they could eventually cross or where, you know, they're hitting each other. That being said, you could go and do it right. You could do it now if you wanted to, because I don't know many people other than arborists who in the middle of January are going to be wanting to cut a tree. I think I'd rather be sitting inside in a nice warm house, but that's just me.
Yeah, that sounds good to me too.
So, one of the things I want you to take a look at with the plant is for sucker growth is the first thing. Now, sucker growth on a tree is a branch that basically comes from the main stem or even sometimes on branches, and it either goes straight up and down if it's from a branch, like I'm talking straight up and down, almost perfectly straight up and down, or if it's coming out from the trunk, it'll go out about like a half an inch to an inch and then take a 90-degree turn straight up and down as well. Those are called suckers. Suckers will take away water from the plant, take away the nutrients away from the plant. They are part of the tree, so they are, you know, it's not like a something that's just shown up on the tree. It is part of the tree, but that's the way the plant will grow. But taking these away will allow the plant to focus on other parts of the plant. on the new growth, on those areas that are going to flower for you, that are going to give you the nice fruit for the crab apples, that type of thing. So have you first start with the sucker growth. Okay, get rid of as much of that as possible. Like I said, you usually see it on the trunk itself, but you might start to see some on some of the bigger branching. Like I said, it'd be straight up and down. From there, you can cut back by the, on the rest of the tree by a third. The third is the general rule of thumb. So say, and I'm talking just from the growth that's from the trunk, not including the trunk itself. So just the growth, the green growth, if you will, a third of that. So if you, because sometimes if you take the trunk into effect, you might take a third, but it might be too much. So really just take a look at where the green growing is and take a third from there, okay?
Okay.
Now, one other thing, too, like I mentioned, was cross branches that are rubbing on each other. Those areas are more susceptible for diseases or to allow insects into those areas. So if branches are just sitting on each other rubbing, it could be detrimental to the plant long term. So you try to take a few of those out if you can. And even the ones that you look at and you're like, you know what, maybe in about a year those two are going to rub. I want to get rid of one of them. Don't get rid of both. Just get rid of one of them, because you, by taking both, you could end up really making a hole in the tree.
Okay.
So those are a couple things you can do. Like I said, you can do it now. The best time to really do it is winter or early spring, so you can see in that, you know, with the leaves not there, you just have a better picture of where the branches are. Sometimes with all the leaves, you know, you reach in to cut and you're like, all right, do I have the right branch? And then all of a sudden you cut. Well, if it's the wrong branch, you can't really put it back on. You know what I mean? So that's why they say winter and spring are the best. Even, you know, late fall when there's not many leaves. That's what I like to do. It makes life easier. The other one last thing is really when you're cutting it, cut one at a time, unless it's that sucker growth. If you're going to start cutting some branches in, cut it, step back, take a look and see if you can shape it in the right way. Because if you cut one and then cut another, you could be going at a zigzag, that type of thing. So that's why I like to see you step back after each prune just to take a look at it.
Okay.
So, Karen, hopefully that helps you. We appreciate the phone call and enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With the death toll at 18, there are hopes that missing people may still be found alive after Hurricane Michael smashed into the Florida Panhandle last week, but those hopes are fading fast. One fire official in Mexico Beach said the search for survivors will continue today, but he thinks it's looking doubtful. Meanwhile, people are flocking to shelters to get what they need after the storm.
This woman is from Panama City.
As soon as I get my phone, I'm going to dial 800-61-FEMA, because with a tree on your house, they will help you get rid of that.
Jackie is staying at a shelter because she also had a tree fall on her house.
They're doing their best they can with cots and blankets.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Taliban says it's held a meeting with a U.S. diplomat Friday as part of efforts to end the 17-year-old war in Afghanistan. The U.S. won't confirm it, though. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. And the theme today has really been getting the garden ready for winter and starting to get stuff inside. So be answering any other type of questions you need to, lawn, garden, that type of thing. Let's go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Jerry in Massachusetts.
Jerry, welcome to the Paul Barron Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, thank you very much for being here. I have two questions. One is about a Rosa Sharon. They have come up with a vertical one, and it's more a red or pink one. And I noticed at the garden center that it's loaded with seed heads. And I'm wondering if I planted those seeds, they would come up true to the parent bush. And my second question is about bloom-struck hydrangea. Is that truly going to bloom for me each year, even though you have a bad winter?
All right, so we can start with the first question in regards to the Rosa Sharon. So the seeds that are coming out of them, they don't always come up true to the plant. It's not. It's a little bit harder than that. You might have a few that do come out of it, but you have to go through that dormancy period for those seeds. You have to get the seeds out, clean them, get them into the dormant period. Take them inside, put them in a, soak them in water, maybe for a couple days so they'll absorb some water. Then what you need to do is get a damp paper towel and put the seeds in between them. Get a couple, and then from there, put them actually into the refrigerator. They need a dormant period, maybe like a month or so, maybe a couple months, to really get going for you. From there, you could actually start in them in like a basement or in an area where you get some grow light, that type of thing. You can do that. But as I said, a lot of these seeds are modified in not modified, but in a laboratory, they make sure that they're crossed in such a way to get those colors for you. You're not guaranteed to get all the same that came up, but it's a pretty good shot that you could get some. So hopefully, you know, you can try it that way.
What do you think the percentage would be of being true to the parent?
I would have to look up in some of my books to see, like, a percentage of it. I don't want to give you wrong information. I don't want to say it's 50% when it could be less than that. And I almost
feel... Do you think
it's
like 1 in 10 plants?
Maybe 2 in 10, or, you know, 1 in 5, which would be the same. Possibly. So that's why you want
to
try.
It's worth my effort to do that, because when you think about it, if you're going to go through all this and then the plant naturally is going to be small and then you have to wait a couple of years for it to bloom, you're going to go through a lot just to, you might as well just buy them, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, you definitely could. But, you know, it's one of those things to try to see how it works. See if it does go forward, because, you know, eventually you could do it with some other plants. There's no, like, mistake in gardening. Really just try and see what you can do. It's not going to take up a lot of time and effort on it. A lot of, you know, when they're sitting in the water, you forget about them for a couple days. When they go in the refrigerator, you put them in, like, a Ziploc bag, put them in the side, you leave them there for a couple months, and it's like forgetting about them as well. So, you know, it's up to you and really how you want to do it, but I couldn't put a percentage on it without really diving deep into some of the books that I have. I don't want to give the wrong percentage, you know, false hope, if you will. But there is a shot for it to happen. If you follow a few steps, it really could.
Yeah, I have found in the past that when I have just taken a regular Rose of Sharon and I take some of the seedlings and plant them in different places, they turn out to be white. There's a high frequency of white turning up. So
yep.
I've also gotten a pink hydrangea, a very light pink, you know what I mean?
Yep,
so,
no, it's almost like that white. You know, it's got that pink tinge to it, but it's still got a little bit of that white to it.
Yeah, well... Okay, well, that's interesting. I think I might do it just to find out what happens, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it can't hurt. It's not, you know, you already have the seeds. You already have all the stuff. It's, you know, might as well try it.
Yeah, I'm hoping that it will stay vertical, too. These have been bred to be much more vertical than spreading out wide. So that is a characteristic I would like, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I would try to take as many seeds as possible. Because there are going to be times where, you know, not all the seeds are going to make it through that dormancy period. So the more seeds you have, the better. And then, you know, try it from there.
But what about just putting them in a pot and outside? You know, you put them in a pot and you put them in the ground in the pot, and then I'll put a label on them and just leave them out there over the winter. And then come spring, see if they sprout. I mean, they sprout like weeds around the plant, you know?
Well, so what you could do is I'd still do that cleaning them out, dipping them in water, and letting them sit in water for a few days.
But won't they make them sprout? If you put them in water, either they're going to get fungus on them or they might sprout.
Well, so the water will get in there. They might sprout, and that's why you would want to do it in the house. But if you're going to be doing it outside, you know, you can just put the seeds in. You know, it's worth a shot. You have, you know, on that, I'd say you have a 50-50 shot if it lives or if it dies. So I can give you that percentage on it. But I, you know, if you're trying to really get it established by doing that, you could do it inside or outside. Really up to you on how you want to do it. But it is worth a shot, in my opinion.
Okay. So about the Bloomstruck hydrangea.
So the Bloomstruck hydrangea, you should have blooms every year, but it really just depends on the winter. This past winter that we had really did some damage to tons of different hydrangeas. I mean, hydrangeas were, you know, that normally bloom on new wood every year, such as the endless summer hydrangea, was having less blooms than normal.
Because
you know, the weather that we had, so February, there was a day that it was about 70 degrees. I remember I went to work in shorts in February, and I was like, this is awesome. It's February and I'm in shorts. Problem with that is the next week we had a nor'easter, but it wasn't a regular snowy nor'easter. It was a rainy nor'easter. That rainy nor'easter, what it did was it started saturating the ground, kind of de-thawed a little bit. So plants were starting to say, okay, this is the weather we get in April. So they were thinking that it was time to wake up for a couple weeks. The next week, we got hit with a couple feet of snow, And the week after that, we got a snowstorm. The week after that, we got a snowstorm. And the week after that, we got a snowstorm. So it really did some damage on the plants. And that's why you're seeing some of the plants that normally do on new wood not have as many flowers. The Bloomstruck should have it yearly, and you should be fine. But it really depends on the winter. What I'd like to see you do is in the spring, late fall, early spring with the Bloomstruck, that's when you can prune it back a little bit. Get rid of any of the dead that's there if you really need to prune it. If you don't need to prune it, just leave it alone. You could also, at this time right now, any of the blooms that are there that are starting to go by, just cut the blooms back so that during the winter the snow doesn't have something extra to sit on and weigh the plant down. By cutting those spent blooms right now, you're not really pruning the plant. You're not hurting the plant by doing this. It's really just helping it for winter. And one of the newsletters that my father put out in the past, I believe it was one that we shared this week, what he likes to see done with hydrangeas is you take them and create like it looks like a Hershey's Kiss and tie the at the top. So it looks like that stem on the top for winter to help so that with a heavy snow load or anything along those lines, it doesn't push down the center and split it. So those are some of the things you can do. And then to help protect it even more, around Thanksgiving, once the ground is really frozen, hopefully at that point the ground is frozen and we're moving on from there, you know, getting that winter, you can put a couple inches. By a couple inches, I mean like 12 inches by 12 inches around the base of the plant. You can put some mulch, pine needles, straw, or salt marsh hay around it to help protect those areas. That should really help it with the hydrangeas to get a better winter for them.
Yeah, but so, if you do 12 inches, all the buds generally are higher up. They're like 4 feet up. So if you put just 12 inches, all those buds, what's the sense? I mean, you know what I mean? You might be saving the bottom of the plant, but the flowers aren't down there. They're on the ends 4 feet up.
Yeah, so what you're actually doing that by the base is you're helping protecting its root system. The root system there really needs to be protected to help produce more for you next year. The blossoms that are up top, I understand that it's, you know, not protecting them. But what you're really doing is helping the roots to protect the shoots. Because if down below, where the ground freeze-thaws, that's where your first shoots are going to come out. If those get affected and frost-ridden, it's going to start to really deteriorate the plant. The other thing you can do, and it's not common, it's not written on like a wilt stop or a wilt-proof bottle, but my father has always talked about this, with the hydrangeas, where the tips of them, where the buds are for next year, he's always talked about spraying the buds. So that way it'll help bring in some of the moisture into the plant and hold it for winter to help protect it. Doing a few of these things, it really could help it for next year, but Mother Nature has her own way of taking care of the plants, and sometimes it's not in a great way that we would like to see.
Yeah, but you know, with this global warming, I think these big changes in weather, like from warm to cold, cold to warm, and all that stuff affects them greatly, you know. I mean, my hydrangeas grew like crazy this summer, but there were very few blooms. I mean, I have already ripped out one. I got disgusted with it, and I put a new one that says it blooms through harsh winters, you know, after harsh winters.
Yep.
And that's what I feel like doing is ripping them all out, because it's been 2 or 3 years that I've gotten much more reduced blooms because the winters have been so crazy.
So, the winters have been doing that. One of the other things I'd like to see you do that can help promote better blossoms, late winter, early spring, so we're talking April-ish, I want you to use super phosphate or like a heavy phosphate. Usually a super phosphate is 0440. There's also triple phosphate, which I believe is 0180. It's kind of like a bloom booster. What that does is it will feed the root system even more to help promote better flowers. That's why I say the super phosphate, because 0440 is really a great stimulator. But you need to do it early. By early, I'm talking like end of March, early April. Once the ground really thaws, you can start putting those into your flowering plants that didn't do as much flowering this past year. Again, it's one of those things where the more you take care of the roots, the better the shoots are for the plant and the better the flowers are. The root system we don't see, and sometimes we forget about because we're really just looking at the plant itself and saying, hey, I want you to have blooms, I want you to have this. But if the root system is failing or is not strong enough by not giving it some of these products, it's not going to be beneficial for you.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where when you plant any of the hydrangeas, use some of the Biotone starter or use some of the protolizer from Natural Alternatives. You can even do the protolizer multiple times during the season, almost every month. Will help with the microbial development. The more you take care of those roots, the better the plant really will be.
Okay.
So that's something you need to look at, too. A number of those things are going to help it. But again, as you said, global warming, you never know what's going on. Mother Nature's got a mind of her own. She'll do what she wants to. So hopefully we have a winter with lots of snow that covers the plants and keeps everything normal.
I had success with Nantucket. The Nantucket hydrangea, I must say that.
Great. We'll talk about it on the other side.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100, and have a great time getting there.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Jerry, and he had mentioned a Nantucket blue hydrangea that he had great success with that, and that's a good one. I would do some of the same things with it, but it is hardy. It's almost like a better version of the, I wish I could think right now of what it is. It'll come to me. But that being said, I wanted to go back to the Rosa Sharon seeds that we were talking about. One way that I forgot to mention to really get a replica of the plant that you're looking and is pretty much guaranteed would be by taking cuttings of the Rosa Sharon. Taking the cuttings of the Rosa Sharon, you could put those into soil right now, keep them in like an east-facing window so they don't get too much sun. They get enough sun. Keep them moist, but not too moist. But those would be true to color if you're looking to get them. Those will guarantee you, almost 100% guarantee you, there's always going to be that one that's going to prove me wrong. But that would be the easiest way, by taking a nice cutting, get a little bit of the plant, using some rooting hormone, placing that into some soil and getting it that way. That's probably your best way to do it, Jerry. So I just wanted to come back and make sure you knew that as another option.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Jerry, thank you so much for the phone call. It was some great information that we get to get out to everybody.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Andrea in New Hampshire.
Andrea, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thanks, Patrick. I have, actually, like yourself, I'm celebrating my son's birthday today with a maple-glazed cronut from the Lake region.
Making me hungry.
And he's, but we have a creeping hydrangea. It was planted years ago, and it was spectacular. Just lush green, creeping along a rock staircase. And over the 6 years, it's kind of gotten thinned out. The vegetation is more of a lighter green, and I see all the thick vines underneath. I could never see the branches before. And I have trimmed them so they wouldn't come over the walkway, but I just, any advice on how to get is that, you know, thick vegetation.
Yeah.
Thick vegetation again. Thank you.
Okay, so I do have a couple questions for you. Have you fertilized it at all at any time?
Now that you mentioned it, I used to fertilize it years ago, and I don't think I have fertilized it the last year or so.
Okay, and that will definitely help you. One of the things that you want to do is go in, you know, the past couple of winters, we've had crazy winters where the weather is just unpredictable, and it's doing some damage to a lot of different plants. Hydrangeas are one of those that is really taking the brunt of a lot of this these winter storms.
Mm-hmm.
So by fertilizing it, you're going to want to find the base, the original plant, and fertilizing there. You know, it might be a little bit late, but you could be using a product called Protolizer from Natural Alternative. It might give it a little bit just to help it get into the winter. But starting in the spring, you definitely want to fertilize it. Maybe with like a 10-10-10, just an all-purpose fertilizer. And you can do that every 6 weeks. And I'd really try and feed it this next year a little bit more than normal, every 6 weeks, and just consistently throughout the season. She'd be able to do it maybe 4 or 5 times. That way you're giving a little bit back to it. The other thing I'd like to see you do is some of those areas that you're seeing some of the branches, you must have a little bit of green from the, you know, some shoots that are green that have some leaves. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
So what you can do, and I would do that in the spring, not, you know, late fall into the spring. Remember kind of where those areas are. Maybe take a picture of the plant from up above so you can kind of see where the branching is. You'll be able to see the branches themselves with no leaves. But when they start to bloom, some of those smaller areas, if you cut them, you know, by like a third, you're actually going to create hormones that are going to get go with two shoots instead of one. You get multiple shoots and try to recover that entire area. By doing fertilizer and doing a little bit of pruning, a little bit of cutting back, you should be able to help develop that a little bit more. So hopefully those two things will help. If you want some nice flowers right in the spring, do some super phosphate. 0440 would really help. And hopefully that works.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.